Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code. Music Box Hour. Today is the King of Pop, Michael Joseph Jackson from Gary, Indiana. The Jackson 5. What we're going to do today is a little different. It's called the Tweety years. In between the Jackson 5 and Thriller, those 5 years. Oh, I get my truth out to the Mystery Man. The Mystery Man, WCM 1450. The art and soul of Richard Virginia. We will always play the theme song until he gets his radio show back. The Mystery Man on WCLM 1450, Richmond, Virginia. Now we'll go on the show. All these songs are what we call tweeny songs in between the Jackson 5 and Thriller. Enjoy.
You ever want something that you know you shouldn't have? The more you know you shouldn't have it, the more you want it. And then one day, you get it. It's so good to you. But it's just like my girl. When she's around, I just feel so good. So good. Right now, I just feel close. So close. Right down to my bones. Ain't no sunshine when it's gone.
Thank you.
been here before. Don't you send him, just come yourself. Bring your loving and nothing else. Just a little bit of love every day.
Just a little bit.
Surely keeps the doctor away. Just a little bit.
Just
a little bit.
Bye.
coat you wear. They swear you a hippie if you have long hair. Young politicians fight for poverty. Yeah.
Oh,
Charles Hart, Michael Joseph Jackson, you're in a true hour of Gabba Cove, Music Box Hour, last song of the night, you got a friend, Michael Joseph Jackson. Tomorrow night will be all of the hits from 1981 until 2000, Michael Joseph Jackson Music Box Hour tomorrow. That will be a 2-hour show or more because of the hits. Right after my show is the musical My Dream. The musical My Dream after my show. Last record of the night. Before we do that, we gotta get Michael in. And Michael Ingram, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you tonight, my brother? And happy Father's Day to you.
Same to you, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go to the last song. So before we do that, you have any good words for the Go Caravan?
Most definitely. Again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. We're gonna have a nice Father's Day group for you after Gary's done here. But you know, sometimes format makes a show. And Gary did an excellent job there in picking specific stuff regarding Mike's career. You know, he's an old soul, and obviously so is Stevie Wonder. So I'm not surprised that he did such a nice job on With a Child's Heart. That's a beautiful song. It's a great B-side, and also Purple Raindrops was a great B-side for Stevie, too, when he was a kid. So Berry Gordy did a good job of finding talent that really didn't need much of anything. So he was doubly blessed in that regard.
Yes. Motown never should I still say this. Motown never should have left Detroit. He just stayed in Detroit. He never left to go to L.A. I think the L.A. move really broke the heart of
Motown. You're right. I think they realized that their stuff was becoming formulaic as they were getting into the funk years. And not that they weren't funky themselves, but, you know, you concentrate on a definite formula to make pop music because it's making money. And sometimes you forget. You know, Motown would have been in real trouble if somebody like Norman Whitfield hadn't been there to tighten up the Temptations and affect other acts like that. They would have sounded dated. So, you know, they were lucky in having people there who were really about the music, you know, and it's a shame that some of them got screwed with royalties and all of that, but the talent was unquestioned. And Michael Jackson singing that reminded me, especially the Too Young piece, he reminded me a lot of Marvin Gaye. And if all you Soul Patrollers and Cold Caravan files are out there, if you can find Marvin Gaye's Vulnerable album, you'll be knocked off your feet, because this was the Marvin that a lot of people maybe would have expected expanding his repertoire. He was a crooner. He was like Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett and all that. He wanted to sing that stuff, and he could sing it. So
I cannot imagine Marvin Gaye today. Oh my goodness. If he was alive today, the worst of it. If anything he could produce today, if he was around, oh, man.
Marvin was scary because you had Sam Cooke before him, and you had other singers like Arthur Prysock and Billy Eckstein, you know, people who could really emote and sing that beautiful music as well as sing jazz standards, anything. They were versatile. That's what threw everybody. They could sing anything. And Marvin, if he hadn't come along and Berry Gordy had not been such a jackass and just let him do his thing, I mean, Motown would have surely been in a different artistic direction a lot sooner. Mm-hmm.
Well, what you got for your show tonight?
We're going to give the dads their due And then we got dads from all over the country, all different types of tastes. So we went into the mad scientist lab and kicked out a Father's Day mix for all the dads and all the stepfathers who stepped forward and raised the kids and all that other good stuff. So, again, all the dads, happy Father's Day. I'm going to kick back and relax tonight.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Go safe, and big hug to Ma Gray.
And Michael Singles on the roll with the Music of My Stream in about 45 minutes for all my goddaughters in Korea, Japan, Malaysia, the Philippines, and the United States. All my little girls. And no more little girls, they're adults now. All my girls, have a happy Father's Day. I'll see you in Michael Lewis Ingram's Musical Mind Stream at 6 p.m. 9 in the East. Have a good night, and a good week. See you tomorrow night with Michael Jackson Part 2, The Modern Era Jackson. Good night.
My name.